Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, 53 after the hour now. The Harry Potter Festival is in Philadelphia. Everybody's all excited. If you're in Philadelphia, you're a Potterhead. There's some very exciting things going on there, which we will talk about in a moment here.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same-age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger!
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger!
Not so long ago, a single-parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, so those of you who are big fans of Harry Potter, and I think that's probably most every person that breathes. I don't know that you are, Rishi, but I know your children.
Definitely.
Are you like Harry Potter,
yes,
too?
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, so you can run up to Philadelphia. There's a Harry Potter festival and a tournament taking place at Chestnut Hill in Philadelphia. You'll be catching the Hogwarts Express to the festival. Is regional rail service from New York and Washington.
Yeah, just to hop up the road.
Yeah, it is. Not, what is it, 90 minutes from where you are? It's 90 minutes
from
New York, where Victoria is, right?
Yeah.
So, all right.
I might go to this. I've always wanted to go to Hogwarts, and so I love all the Harry Potter universe. So, and I haven't been to the Universal one yet either, and that's supposed to be incredible in Orlando.
This takes place in October, so you can go to chestnuthillpa.com. One word, chestnuthillpa.com to get the information. What is Quidditch?
That's like the soccer / football flying on a broom game that they used to play in the movies.
Nobody else plays it. It's just something that's exclusive to Harry Potter.
You can't fly on a broom in general, so nobody else plays it.
Although it is odd. There are Quidditch leagues around the country where you have to run with a broomstick between your legs as you throw the ball into. I see it in Central Park all the time, and it is very odd to watch.
So supposedly on these trains, they're going to have the characters playing conductors.
Yeah, there's a pub crawl. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go and get some butterbeer and go to Hogsmeade. That's the little town that they always used to go to on their school trips. So, it sounds like they're going to really do it up.
A defense against the dark arts class.
Nice.
Finding out what house you belong in by trying out the sorting hat. And there's the riding of the night bus, as well as visiting the shops of Hogsmeade. This is a lot of activity, it looks like. A lot of ways. Is this a Disney property now? Did Disney buy this from Rowling?
Mm-hmm. No, because Universal Studios owns the theme park. So
right.
So it's the other.
Someday it will, though. I mean, it's inevitable. Disney buys everything.
Right, sooner or later. Last night on Jeopardy, I was watching, just for a minute, I don't know why, I came in and before I took my shower, I just turned on the TV just to see, because I don't usually watch the early access stuff. I don't usually watch much TV. But I found myself watching a little bit more lately. And what was on was something that I found intriguing, actually. They had what they call power players. Chuck Todd from NBC. Essie Cupp, who's the conservative female commentator. And an author that I didn't recognize. I didn't hear his name. But everybody seemed to know who he was. And I'll tell you something, the questions were hard, and I was impressed with all of them. They all were smart, they all were paying attention, and there were really hard questions on the board. I was trying to put myself in the position of, I think S.E. Cupp is one of these people kind of like, what's her face, Coulter who take advantage of the situation because, that sounds very sexist for me to say what I was thinking, so I guess I won't. But
too late. Too late.
Well, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, a couple of items of interest here. Thank you to Harry Potter for coming into our lives. Where would we be without the Hogwarts? The Hogwarts.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.